Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 21st, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, new COVID-19 restrictions and worsening outbreaks have compelled Apple to temporarily close nearly one-fifth of its retail stores during one of the busiest shopping weeks of the holiday season. As of today, nearly 100 Apple stores across the globe have reclosed since Monday, December 14th. Over the weekend, Apple announced closures of all of its stores in California and Tennessee, adding to just over a dozen closures of Los Angeles stores announced last week. This comes after California on Friday set a new record for the most new COVID-19 cases in a single day since the pandemic began. Apple's two stores in both Mexico and Brazil are also closing after having just transitioned to express storefront service last week. And finally, all 15 of the London area locations and one in Wales have actually reopened again today, but only for storefront click and collect service and support by appointment. So this means that around 417 of Apple's 509 locations worldwide remain open as of today. Most locations in the U.S. are open only as express storefront for pickup of online orders and Genius Bar support. Walk-in shopping and customers without an appointment are not accepted at these locations. To check the status of your local Apple store, visit Apple's website or check out our interactive tracker at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Zoom has published the release notes for an update that it says is scheduled to be released to users sometime today. The highlight for Mac users is that the update will bring support for Apple Silicon Macs, including native performance on the M1 MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini. Zoom also says that it will release a separate installer for installation of the video conferencing app on Apple Silicon Macs. Given the growth of popularity of Zoom this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this is a notable update for Mac users. Zoom previously had to run in Rosetta 2 translation mode on M1 Macs, although indications were that it actually performed quite well. But nonetheless, this update should make Zoom a universal application, so it runs natively on both Intel and Apple Silicon Macs. Ideally, this will bring better performance, better efficiency, and improved reliability to Apple Silicon users. Again, Zoom says that this update will be available to users sometime later today. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9to5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-featured plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9to5. Facebook has spent the last week publicly criticizing Apple's plans to add new privacy features to iOS 14 in early 2021. While Facebook has slammed Apple's plan changes, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has now come out on Apple's side, saying that Facebook's criticisms are laughable. In early 2021, Apple will roll out a new app tracking transparency feature, which will require companies receive permission from users before tracking them across other applications and websites. The feature was initially planned for iOS 14's release this fall, but Apple delayed the release until 2021 to give developers more time to plan. But as the release of the app tracking transparency feature nears, Facebook has engaged in a public PR battle against Apple. Facebook says that the new changes will harm small businesses and affect the ability for businesses to reach new customers. But Apple has emphasized that the feature will not require Facebook to change its approach to tracking users, but instead only to seek permission before doing so. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, says that Facebook's argument doesn't actually make much sense. The EFF says, quote, "This is a laughable attempt from Facebook to distract you from its poor track record of anti-competitive behavior and privacy issues as it tries to derail pro-privacy changes from Apple that are bad for Facebook's business." The EFF also adds that requiring trackers to request your consent before stalking you across the internet should be an obvious baseline, and we applaud Apple for this change, end quote. When the app tracking transparency feature rolls out, users will see a pop-up message when they open an app for the first time, saying that the developer wishes to track them across other apps and websites. Users will see the notification for new apps as well as ones they already have installed on their devices, such as Facebook. This pop-up is where companies like Facebook can explain to users why they should enable tracking. And Apple says that companies that don't abide by these new rules will have to update their apps or be removed from the App Store. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.